Port Moody could have its own Truth and Reconciliation crosswalk by September. Marta Taylor, the city's manager of corporate planning, is recommending such a crosswalk be added to Port Moody's corporate project plan for the coming year at a Level 2 priority. In a report to be presented to Council's Strategic Priorities Committee on Tuesday, January 16, Taylor said the budget for a Truth and Reconciliation crosswalk could be as much as $100,000. However, that's if it's also to include construction work such as the installation of better street lighting or alterations to curbs, along with the commissioning of an artist and the application of treatment to ensure the crosswalk endures. The money would come from the city's $6.7 million portion of the Provincial Growing Communities Grant. Truth and Reconciliation crosswalks, typically orange crosswalks, have been installed in several Canadian municipalities to provide a reminder to the victims and all those impacted by Canada's residential school system and to display a highly visible commitment to advancing truth and reconciliation, said Taylor in the report, adding the city would work with local First Nations communities to identify a location and choose a design. In April 2019, Port Moody installed a rainbow crosswalk in support of the city's LGBTQ+ community at the western entrance to Newport Village after almost 2 years of discussion about possible locations. It cost about $8,000. Port Moody's rainbow sidewalk was installed in April 2019 at the west entrance to Newport Village. By Mario Bartle, Tri-City News.